I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's your deal breaker. Stop putting an entire box of Just for Men in your beer. It's ridiculous. It's not remotely believable that that's your real
beer. No, you're wrong, because I told you the other day, my new system now is I can get two times of dying out of one box.
But it's... it matches your sweatshirt. Come on.
Just go with it, man.
All right, deal breakers.
Act like you don't see it.
It looks totally natural, Roberto. Let's go to deal breakers.
Look like I was working under a car all day.
Golly.
Just change the transmission.
Yep. All right, what do you got? Let's hear it.
All right, well, this first one actually comes from actually big national news story this week. And Kenny, I talked to Kenny about this yesterday, and he was a victim of this. We're not going to say what place, but I do know that Kenny was a victim of this recently. Due to inflation, you've noticed that your favorite takeout burger joint has raised their prices.
Okay.
At the time, you didn't think much of it, but when you looked at the receipt a few hours later, you were flabbergasted. A cheeseburger, fries, and a small soda was almost $30, 15% higher than when you were there the last time. Now, this has been in the news about a certain chain place that people are saying it's getting out of hand.
Okay, I want to start with Kenny, because Kenny... unlike any of us, eats fast food every day.
It's his religion.
It is not my religion, Roberto.
What Jesus is to David, fast food is to Kenny. Yes.
No, I ended up just not buying food from that place. I decided, you know, $30 for, you know, a regular sized meal that I could get at any other joint like this for much cheaper.
That's one meal.
Yeah, yes, that's one meal.
One person.
It's a drink, a fry, and a burger.
You do understand that for that amount of money, you could go to what's called a grocery store. And you could buy food and cook it.
Was the cheese made of gold?
I don't know, but I decided, hey, we're staying away today.
So that was the deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
$29 or more.
Everybody's got a price, man.
$28.
Man.
David, let me ask you a question, because you have 17 children.
Yeah.
Fast food is a way that you would generally feed kids once in a while with a treat.
David went to this place as well
Roberto
recently.
What Roberto failed to tell you is I went to this place over the weekend, and...
David has just refied his house.
Yeah. I just didn't get the drink, and we just ate the fries and the burger. We were okay.
Hold on. What was it still? For a family of seven?
We spent $65.
Was it all three kids?
Yes. It was all of the entire family, me and the wife, the kids.
And you had nothing to drink?
We didn't. Well, from there, we had something at home.
Look, Rico's disgusted. Yeah. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Rico, I will explain to you off the air why we had to do this. I won't do it now, but I'll explain to you off the air.
Kid win a tournament?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
It was a very busy weekend for my family.
That was David seeing it come up on the register.
We needed instant gratification.
I was about
me.
To say, at that point, you realize I didn't pay for everybody in this place, right? This is just my order.
All I will tell you is, seemingly, because it's not my jam and I don't do it, but the fast food thing that used to be the cheap option ain't a thing no more.
Oh.
So I don't understand why people just don't go to the damn grocery store and buy food.
I don't want to seem judgmental.
So I'm not. I'm making a point. It's from a cost analysis.
I'm opting out. Because when he said that was $30.
we're not kidding.
If you go to a chop house and order a burger, I expect to pay that much.
Go to a chop house and walk out with a car.
Yeah. The drink by itself was like $6. It was ridiculous.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. How do you get to $30?
Yeah, so a large French fry probably costs what to make? 10 cents?
Yeah, you know what? I will discuss with Kenny during the break.
Was this like added, like a delivery service fee added
this
in there?
This was the subtotal before they even added the delivery fee. So it would have been even more than that had you got it delivered.
Rico wants to die.
All right, let's go.
You know how you awesome. Felt pre-show?
Yeah.
Sick day?
Yeah.
One to quit?
Yeah. No, I wasn't feeling bad. I was just so disgusted with the list of our topics because we didn't know Reader signed yet. I'm like, you know what? I should just do what Kang does. Just use a sick day that isn't a sick day, but just call it a sick day.
Well, what Kenny should really do is use David's credit card info like I did one time.
Right. Let's keep it moving, please.
All right. You and your wife are going on a vacation to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You mentioned that you are super excited to take photos on the trip and share on social media while you're on vacation.
Would never happen.
Your wife pleads with you not to share the photos because she is worried that if the wrong person is tipped off that you are not home, you could be the target of a home theft. Do you see her point in this, or is she just being paranoid?
Nope, she's smart.
She is the smartest woman in the world, and thank God you married her, right. Roberto.
We live in a society of scumbags. So, first of all,
let me give you a real life example.
Woo!
What am I? He was Mr. Social Media.
Right.
Everything he did, going here, going to the store, doing it, literally got his house broke into in the 27 minutes he was gone. He was like, well, how did they know? And I'm like, let me see. Pulled up the phone. You left at this time, didn't you? Yeah, how'd you know? And you came back at this time. Yeah, because all I had to do was follow you to know when you weren't home.
Was this Chuck?
No.
Caveman.
No.
M. Lover.
No.
No. I don't know any other friends.
Sounds like a biker.
He answered the phone the other day and he goes, hey, what's up, caveman? I went, what?
Were you hanging out with the Hell's Angels?
No. Trust me. If you're in a battle, you want caveman on your side.
Sounds like it.
Here's what I will tell you. This is the other angle of this. Rico's 100%. I don't need to be repetitive. The other thing is I never understood why people want to share their vacation. It is the most obnoxious, showy, ridiculous thing because at a minimum, we all live in a miserable weather state. At a minimum, you're going neener, neener, ha-ha, you're there, I'm here.
Yeah, no one's saying, hey, that George is a great guy for
I'm so happy for him. Hope he has lots of sex on the trip.
Well, but you know, that's not right up.
What happens.
But it's not complete until George shows you what meal he ate on vacation.
Oh, got to do that, too.
It's the weirdest addiction ever, people that want to share all their vacation. Some people that work in this office are doing that right now.
Oh, look
at me in a cabana outfit.
If I ever put vacation stuff out there, I'm already home. I'm back.
My wife does, well, we don't even post it, but if we were to ever post like a summer vacation, we posted it like at Thanksgiving.
Right. Oh, I'm back.
Oh, this is what we did earlier in the year. Right?
Waiting for somebody who thinks that I'm gone.
Here's an idea. The people who really care about your trip, like really care if you had a good time, see them face to face.
And we show them the pictures, yes.
And they'll ask you, exactly. And you can say here.
Or they were there with you.
Oops.
You're exactly right. We have so many photos in our phone. We don't post them. The family sees them when we come back.
Hi, I'm Jim Costa. Here's me putting my socks on.
David, I love you. Don't need to see you and the kids walking around Disneyland. I'll know you had a good... Hey, how was the trip? It was great. Okay, we're good.
Now, to what you were saying, it's also been in the news recently that a guy was caught by police, that he was using the obituaries in the newspaper to find where houses would be empty.
Okay, that's next level. That's like a 200 IQ play. But if there is a hell, you're in it. You are robbing dead people.
The opposite
houses.
Of Wedding Crashers, right?
A new subdivision in hell. Like, yeah.
Oof.
But yeah, I've never been one who... Oh, your wife is smart or whoever says we're not posting these photos. Just enjoy yourself. Take them for yourself.
That's right.
But you don't have to go around, look at the sunset, look at this. Oh, we're at the pool. Drinks at the pool. Oh. YOLO. Oh, if they still say that.
You mean like this?
Oh.
yeah. One more quickly so we can get back to the Lions.
All right. I'll try to be as quick with this.
You're fine.
You and your fiance work in a restaurant. You are the manager. She is a waitress. A man comes in and dines alone in the restaurant. By what you can tell, he is obviously trying to flirt and spark up conversation with your fiance. As he is about to leave, you notice that he has left your wife a $120 tip on a $60 tab. Do you confront the man and tell him she cannot accept this? Do you leave it alone or suspect that maybe they know each other outside of the restaurant?
No, it's money for you. Take the money.
Or go flirt with him some more. Oh. We got bills.
You're gonna pimp her out?
No.
We gotta go to Hawaii.
We got bills.
We gotta go to Hawaii.
We got Roberts.
We gotta go to Hawaii.
We got some bills.
Wow.
I'm gonna find out when he works and go back there with her.
Oh no.
David, if he's gonna be stupid enough to part with his money, you know what they say about a fool and his money.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.